Actually, they have many roles that they played. Some of these roles are spying, and then they have a role of recruitment, recruit other women from Europe, from the Western societies, as well as from Middle Eastern countries. They have other role of keeping law and order among women. Women, they should be covered from head to toe. Add to that, they are using women in some jihadi activities, like bombing targets that they have. And we have seen that in France a few months ago. So the role have changed and changed from playing these kind of roles to more active role on the ground, especially when men being targeted now and they are many of them get killed, their number gets reduced, so they are relying on women.
You had the opportunity to speak with a couple of women who escaped from ISIS. Where were you when you got that opportunity and what did they have to say?
I was visiting Tunisia and I had a friend, a journalist, who was interviewing them, and I had the chance to see these couple of women who escaped. They were recruited in Tunisia at the age of 19 and 20, and then been shipped to Istanbul, and then from Istanbul to the Syrian border. Their role, as explained to them by the recruiter, was to help women and refugees and children there. So by the time they get to the other side of the border in Syria, they're all totally different. They've been joined by another young woman from Europe. And when they get to the compound, they explain to them that, you know, there are no refugees here, no women, no children that they can help. In fact, they are going to be jihadi brides and they have to serve their sexual desire for 10 or 15 person per day. These two young girls said, the European girl starts screaming and she said, that's not what I'm here for. And they slaughtered her in front of them. So the other two kept quiet and they kept performing services to all of these jihadis until the day that they bombed that compound and they escaped. That was a story I've never forget. It's really damaging. I mean, both of them were destroyed, basically.
Let's talk about the mindset. What mindset makes a woman, especially in a Western country, pack up everything and leave and go to Iraq or Syria to be with ISIS?
Some of these women were marginalized or they don't have really a good life. Some of them, no. In fact, they do have a good life, but they've been recruited by a guy. And this guy is being very romantic and they thought that they are going to live a beautiful life. Some of them are desperate. There are many different circumstances, many different kind of issues that's been called them to go there.